You're tuned in to Eric's Movie Club. And now, here's Eric.
Thank you, Jeff, and welcome to Eric's Movie Club. We all use streaming services these days, and sometimes it takes us, well, let's be honest, a long time to choose something to watch. So that's where this show comes in. I'll be recommending a different movie every week, telling you why you should watch it, where you can watch it, and we'll have some fun discussions around my movie recommendation as well. Now, for today's movie pick, it's one of my all-time favorite movies by one of my all-time favorite directors. Now, being a movie nerd, that doesn't really narrow things down. I have so many favorites, but this one really is one of my favorites. Before Sunrise, directed by Richard Linklater. I'll tell you why you should check it out, where you can check it out, and we'll be discussing movies with time constraints. What I mean by that is movies that take place within a short amount of time, one day, one evening perhaps. So that's all coming up a little bit later, but let's get into movie news.
Movie news.
The John Wick movies have been incredibly popular in the last few years, and even though they haven't started working on the fourth John Wick movie, they're currently thinking about the fifth John Wick movie. And actually, they're going to be shooting these movies back to back, starting early 2021, John Wick 4 and John Wick 5. And the plan is to release the fourth one on Memorial Day weekend of 2022. So if you are a fan of those John Wick movies, look forward to two new ones that are going to be shot in 2021. By the way, the first three movies have combined to make over $500 million worldwide. Absolutely incredible. Now, this one really isn't movie news. However, it does tie in to the theme of this show. We're all familiar with this sound. That, of course, is the sound effect that comes on when we see the Netflix logo on our screens. And it's kind of iconic at this point, especially after this pandemic. So many people are watching Netflix, and that is a sound that has been heard a lot in these last few months. Well, apparently, that wasn't always going to be the sound that played when the Netflix logo came on. Originally, they had planned it to be this. That is right. The bleat of a goat is what was originally going to be the Netflix sound. And the reason why was because of the MGM lion. Now, this is probably the most famous lion's roar in the world. We have all heard that sound at the beginning of many, many movies that we have seen. And so one Netflix executive was recently speaking about how they originally intended to do the bleat of a goat, this sound, as the Netflix sound effect, because they wanted to do kind of a quirky take on the MGM lion. Thankfully, they did not, because I really like the kind of ta-dum sound that they ended up with. Let's move on to today's movie recommendation.
It's time for Eric's movie recommendation.
Today's movie recommendation is Before Sunrise, released in 1995, directed by Richard Linklater, written by Richard Linklater and Kim Krasan. It stars Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. A young American man named Jesse meets a young French woman named Celine on a train. He's getting off in Vienna. She's going all the way to Paris. He convinces her to get off in Vienna and spend the night with him before he has to fly back to the U.S. the next morning. It's a fantastic movie. You can watch this movie on Crave TV here in Canada, also on Sundance Now, their streaming service.
I knew you were American. And of course, you don't speak any other language, right?
Yeah, I get it. So I'm the crude, dumb, vulgar American who doesn't speak any other languages, who has no culture, right? But I tried. I took French for 4 years in high school. When I first got to Paris, I stood in line at the metro station. I was practicing. Un billet, s'il vous plaît. Un billet, s'il vous plaît. You know? Un billet, s'il vous plaît. Un billet, s'il vous plaît, you know? And I get up there, and I look at this woman, and my mind goes completely blank, and I start saying, I need a ticket to get to, so anyway.
So why should you watch this movie? Well, I mentioned earlier that it's one of my favorite movies by one of my favorite directors, and I really, really mean that. I've been a fan of Richard Linklater since I was 11 years old, because that is when School of Rock came out. And then a couple years later, he did the remake of Bad News Bears. Not the best movie of all time, but hey, I was a 13-year-old who loved baseball. I love that one too. And so those were two big movies when I was a kid, for me in particular. And as an adult, I've continued to watch his movies, and I absolutely love them. Dazed and Confused is fantastic. Bernie is an incredibly underrated movie from the past decade. Boyhood was great, got some Oscar buzz. And then Before Sunrise and its two sequels just blew me away. I think Richard Linklater is one of the best and most underrated directors slash writers of the last 30 years. I really do think that. And there are so many things to like about Before Sunrise. I'll start with the performances of the two stars. Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy give incredible performances under some difficult conditions. And what I mean by that is there are moments of this movie where the camera is on the actors for a few minutes at a time without cutting away. That is a lot of dialogue to remember, right? It's almost like a play in that sense. And a lot of times they're walking through Vienna and talking at the same time. You might be thinking, that's not that impressive. I can walk and talk. But can you walk and talk while pretending to be someone else, carrying on a conversation with words that were written by somebody else for like 4 minutes? I don't think so. It's incredibly impressive. And the fact that the movie feels so spontaneous at times really is a testament to the fantastic acting of this movie. And I mean, the rehearsals must have just been a nightmare in this movie. And their chemistry is great. It's just incredible, the acting performances in this movie. Now, one interesting thing that I like about the filmmaking, a very cool filmmaking decision, is that there really isn't a score for this movie. The movie opens with some music. It closes with some music. But then all of the music throughout the rest of the movie is diegetic. It's happening within the scene. The characters can hear it. So whether it's Jesse and Celine cramped into a listening booth at a record store, listening to a record together, and the camera's just tight in on their two faces as they're cramped into this booth, absolutely incredible. As they're walking through Vienna in the morning and they're hearing somebody play a harpsichord in their house and they're just like blown away, really, really cool decision. And it kind of leaves space for the dialogue, which I really like. And I mentioned earlier that there are a lot of really long shots, very few cuts in this movie, like jump cuts and things. And I love that decision to just let scenes play out. They are actors, let them act. And at the end of the day, this isn't a special effects movie. This isn't an action movie. This is a movie about two people in their early 20s falling in love over the course of one evening. No cuts needed. Just let us watch the actors. It was a great filmmaking choice. And actually, you know what? This is going to lead me to today's complaint corner.
Get ready. It's Complaint Corner.
I'll try to make this brief because nobody likes complaining. But sometimes a lot of modern movies that I see have too many cuts, too many quick cuts. They're jumping from one shot to another, to another, to another so quickly. I mean, each shot lasts a second, maybe a second and a half. That's like a long shot in today's movie. And I especially noticed this with a movie in recent memory, Bohemian Rhapsody. Seriously, go back and watch that movie. It is edited like a YouTube video. There are so many cuts. And look, I get it. People's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. Everybody's got a phone in their pocket to keep them entertained. And sometimes that can draw people's attention away from the movie. But you know what will keep people's attention? Great writing. Great performances. Maybe some beautiful cinematography every now and then. We don't need to constantly be jumping to grab people's attention. I mean, really, Rami Malek's performance, really, that's not good enough to keep people's attention? You have to jump from shot to shot to shot? Come on. The guy won an Oscar for that performance. He was electric as Freddie Mercury in that movie. You're telling me he couldn't hold attention? You couldn't just keep the camera on him for a few seconds? Honestly. All right, that's it. In summation, I don't like a lot of cuts in movies. I don't like a lot of quick camera cuts.
Finally, Complaint Corner is over. That's my complaint.
This movie has two sequels, Before Sunset and Before Midnight, released in 2004 and 2013, respectively. All three movies are fantastic. I really, really enjoy them. If you like Before Sunrise, I would definitely urge you to watch the two sequels. Before Sunset, the second movie, actually has, in my opinion, one of the greatest movie endings of all time. So it's worth checking out. Before Sunrise is a movie that takes place in one night, and Richard Linklater seems to be very interested in this. All of the Before trilogy movies that I mentioned, Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight all take place in one day. Dazed and Confused, another Richard Linklater movie, is a famous example of an all-in-one-night kind of movie.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
So, I was thinking, what are the best movies with time constraints? What are the best movies that take place in one day or one night? Got to thinking about this. Dazed and Confused, Before Sunrise, definitely some of my favorites. Dog Day Afternoon, directed by Sidney Lumet, starring Al Pacino and John Cazale. That's a fantastic one.
Attica! 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 Attica!
Die Hard, for goodness sakes, directed by John McTiernan, starring Bruce Willis and Alan Rickman. Are you kidding?
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
And how about a classic, like a true old-school classic, High Noon, one of the great westerns of all time, directed by Fred Zinnemann, starring Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly.
I sent a man up 5 years ago for murder. He was supposed to hang, but up north they commuted it to life. Now he's free. I don't know how. Anyway, it looks like he's coming back.
I still don't understand.
Well, he was always wild, kind of crazy. He'll probably make trouble.
These are all incredible movies that take place in a short amount of time. What are some of your favorites? Join in on the conversation. If you do end up watching Before Sunrise, please let me know what you thought. If you have a specific genre in mind that you'd like me to recommend a movie for, let me know. If you have any movie-related questions you'd like to ask me or any movie debates that you'd like my take on, I'd love to hear from you as well. You can join in on the conversation at the Eric's Movie Club Facebook page. You can follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric's Movie Club. That's it. I'll talk to you again next week.
This has been Eric's Movie Club, a Giant TV production.